Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We have no chance at winning elections if we are in a position where our party has abandoned principle and abandoned value and abandoned fundamental fidelity to the Constitution in order to embrace a cult of personality.
Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney says a new political action committee will help elect Republicans who oppose former President Donald Trump and his lies about the 2020 election. But others in the party, like Kentucky Representative Andy Barr, argue Cheney's primary defeat is evidence voters are more concerned about the economy than the former president.
Real wages are down. Credit card debt is up because people cannot afford this increased cost of living.
A federal appeals court says for now, Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham doesn't have to testify about Trump trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in Georgia. Meanwhile, a new NBC News poll finds nearly 60% of voters want investigations into Trump's election interference to continue. Among Republicans, the number's about 20%, compared with over 90% of Democrats and 60% of independents. In a Sunday phone call, President Biden discussed risk to a Ukrainian nuclear power plant with European leaders. The daughter of far-right Russian nationalist writer Alexander Dugin was killed Saturday when the car she was driving exploded near Moscow. Russian authorities called it a terrorist attack. Her father was the likely target of the bomb set in the car he owned. Education Secretary Miguel Cardone on Sunday said the Biden administration will make an announcement soon on extending a hold on student loan repayments.
We know August 31st is a date that many people are waiting to hear something from. We've been talking daily about this, and I can tell you that American people will hear within the next week or so.
Possible presidential contender Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is campaigning for Republican candidates in other states, as well as his own reelection.
We're out there making things happen. And obviously, the state has responded very positively, and we've done really well under my tenure.
While talking up Ohio Senate candidate J.D. Vance and far-right Pennsylvania governor nominee Doug Mastriano, DeSantis criticized the additional $80 billion in IRS funding in the Inflation Reduction Act. Defenders say that's aimed at wealthy tax cheats and corporations. But Aaron Wythe of the Freedom Foundation argues it will hurt average income folks.
These 87,000 new agents, they're not going to be going after 100% of the higher income earners. They're going to be going after everyday Americans as well.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.